Okay, where did you want to take it now, Deborah?
Well, I'm going to talk about some of the applications that are discussed in this NASA war document. Throughout that document, you'll read a variety of planned assaults and psychological warfare assaults against our minds, also real physical assaults with nanotechnology and poisons and toxins and aerosols. But one of the things I wanted to discuss, which was just unbelievable, they talk about wave accelerators. And when you do a little research on that, you find that back in the mid-40s, they were researching the opportunity to create tsunamis. And they say that this was going to be a bomb, and that it would be secretly tested off of these coasts and develop, and for the development of devastating effects. And they say that it's like going back and forth in a bathtub, that the waves just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And they discussed how once the explosion gets big enough, all of the energy goes into the atmosphere and not the water. But one of the things that they discovered was that if you had a series of explosions at the same place, it's much more effective and can produce much bigger waves. So they were talking about these waves essentially creating as much devastation as the atomic bomb, and this would now then be a way in which to devastate coastal communities. And you'll read about this wave accelerator throughout this NASA document. I've got to stress right now that we're getting very sick as a society with these multiple attacks of toxins, and I know, Dr. Carley, you talk about that all the time. But while we're still able to think, before you get the fluoride in your water supply, and before you breathe too much of the heavy dumps that they're emitting over us every day with complete denial by our corrupt government, which doesn't exist right now. Again, I stressed in the beginning, it's up to us. It's right conduct. But what we're finding is people are getting confused. They're losing their memory and inability to focus, and they're becoming sluggish in thinking with all of these toxins, headaches, migraines. We've got to let our physicians know, and we have to seek alternative health care approaches, because I will tell you, they are knocking off alternative health care providers that do not walk the walk of the Rockefeller-educated AMA programs. And these other doctors at least need to be given an opportunity to hear and see what is happening, because it is happening to their families, their children, and their grandchildren, too. And we must not write off anybody that would be receptive to hear what is happening. For example,
okay, I need to comment. I need to comment, because yes, this is where I disagree with you. Most of the doctors now are psychopaths. They're Masons, they're anti-Hippocratics, and I am sure that if people went to them and started talking about the things that we're talking about, they would be labeled as mentally ill and put in an institution. So I do not think there's any hope in educating the white coats. They are already gone. They're killing people, and they know it.
Well, that is true. But I think we've got to disclose this on every platform that is available to us. And there are increasing numbers of people that are recognizing these murderous schemes that are designed to eliminate humanity.
Right. Perhaps drop them a little package anonymously. Maybe that would be a safer way to go. Okay, there's the music. We're going to a break. We'll be back to continue our discussion of the multiple and ever-increasing crimes against humanity. We'll be right back. We're answering today's Multiple Crimes Against Humanity, Part 2, with my guest, Deborah Tavares, www.stopthecrimes.net, as well as many other sites. And I just want to say that, in my opinion, the medical monsters are probably the most evil of all. Their research is the ones that are creating most of these technologies to actually alter our consciousness, the psychiatric drugs that cause a chemical lobotomy and things of that nature. And I just want to give one experience that I had after my son, who will be 17 in February, was brain damaged from vaccines, and I learned how to reverse it with homeopathy. I went to his pediatrician with a mountain of evidence of, you know, documents that I had found that vaccines are actually extremely dangerous. And her response to me is, I don't have time to read it. So I'm not saying not to try to give them information, but as I said, I would do it anonymously, and I would not hold my breath. Because unfortunately, the people that have the most to lose, you know, I spent 17 years after high school going to college, medical school, residency, etc. I don't think you're going to find too many doctors that are going to, you know, broach any of these topics, because they will be attacked. That's just, you know, part of what is, you know. And as you said, the alternative doctors that have natural solutions to restore health, they're already being attacked. So, you know, that's a very dangerous thing to do, is to try to help people, unfortunately. Go ahead.
Yes, and they are in the crosshairs of elimination, which is absolutely true. And we've got to support all of the professions that are alternative and go to them. This has got to be what we do. We have to become responsible for our own health. Don't think of health care as being health care through the Obama plan. This is absolute death driven. And
yes,
when we look at what was just revealed here the other day, where corporations will not be forced to provide health coverage as long as employees work 30 hours or less, this is, again, a continued implosion of our financial state here in the United States. People are going to be given the opportunity to work fewer jobs so that the corporations don't have to meet the medical insurance requirements. But I want to go back to what people can do and what they must know that is happening right now, right here in California, because what rolls out of California seems to roll across the rest of the nation. And I spent a number of days last week talking to all of the supervisors, County Board of Supervisors in Los Angeles County. They are deceptively putting forth this notion that they need tax to, they call it a proposed clean water, clean beaches tax. It's a measure. They want to tax every property within this specified region and increase their property tax. And here's how they illustrate the need for this. They say from the clouds to the ocean. And then they show houses, and they show people polluting the waterways. They show bottles, trash, syringes, etc. on the beach, and how this is polluting. Then under this, which they call the problem, blaming us, as we know, is mass pollution is being intentionally created, they talk about this. Toxic metals such as lead, mercury, chromium, and arsenic, infection causing bacteria and viruses, are being found in our polluted runoff that flows into the waterways and can cause a variety of problems. They talk about high bacteria levels in the waterways and that there are health risks for swimmers and sometimes result in California beach closures. So I contacted all of them, and I said this is deceptive because nowhere in this are you talking about the intentional pollution of the toxic dumps from this secret government program overhead by the U.S. military. And they listened, and I will tell you, this is the kind of activity we all must engage in. The operative right now is to steal our private property in every unimaginable way possible for plausible deniability, and property tax increases from every venue are now going to assault our ability to continue to afford to pay and stay on our land. And I can tell you right now, everybody needs to post no trespassing signs on your property. You need to take photographs of those signs. You need to have a neighborhood watch set up that if you see strange vehicles or strange activities, you are aware of this. because just last week we noticed here in Northern California, again, where things seem to be rolling out from Agenda 21 onto the rest of the nation, and I'm sure it's happening elsewhere too. We're seeing quasi-private-looking vehicles parked on the side of the road. We're seeing, young people, I would say in their 30s, 40s, in that range, walking along the side of the road with yellow vests on, and when stopped and asked what they're doing, they're telling us that they work for environmental services, and they are inventorying all the trees. Now, under every city's climate action plan, which every city has now been forced by executive order to sign on to, it's a climate action plan. You can check this out by calling your local city and asking them about when are they adopting the climate action plan. It requires an inventory of trees, etc. And in our climate action plan, they even want neighbors to take an inventory on neighbors' trees. But what I want to say, and it's horrifying, our utility company, which is PG&E, and all the utility companies for that matter, have surrendered their liability and concern for us to the United Nations. They have all partnered with ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. Make no mistake, the deployment by your utility companies of these smart meters on your electricity meters, replacing electricity meters, gas meters, and water meters is not only weaponized to assault you physically, but this is a militarized operation, absolutely directed by the global mobsters, the global bank. And the utility companies have all signed on to ICLEI. Last week, we found out that there is a utility forester that's walking around. And the job is to cut down vegetation that is near power lines. Well, you would normally expect that. But what many people have now learned is that the vegetation helps to minimize the frequencies as they are washing towards your homes. So they want to reduce the height of vegetation. And recently they cut down, they said they needed to clear a path 100 feet on either side of power poles in an area that is considered a scenic corridor. And it's next to over 5,000 senior facility where older people live. And the people simply didn't want their trees cut down. But I cannot alert you enough. What is happening here in California goes by way of the rest of the nation. And this is all part of global inventory. This is all part of the self-deceptive attack of frequencies upon our homes with the cell phone towers. And again, read the Silent Weapons Quiet War document. They talk about that this is a system, the silent weapons system, operates on data obtained from a docile public by legal but not always lawful force. And they say, when we allow our property to be stolen without justification or false lawlessness, it's an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. And that is what is happening across our nation right now, as ranches are being grabbed by false claims through the U.S. Forestry and by Fish and Game, which are all arms of this takedown. And again, that is definitely illustrated in the Iron Mountain report on the website.
Well, what's so amazing to me is that they have these fake proclamations that, you know, all life is equal. I guess, you know, some new species of ant that's found is equal in value to a human life. So what's the excuse for, like, cutting down these trees and things of that nature? I mean, it does not compute.
Well, of course. We're talking about thinking that is psychopathic. We're talking about psychopaths creating a fear by people that are worried about our misuse of the planet. And that is exactly the message that Ted Turner was delivering when he was at the function I attended. He said, because of global warming, which is our fault, people, humans' fault, that we are simply using too much stuff. And he said that there's a tipping point right now. The Earth is going to absolutely meet its demise because of our misuse of resources. And that we have to reduce the population by 95%. Now, keeping in mind, he's given money for this, and he is behind the Wildlands Project map. There are people that believe
okay, hold
that.
On, hold on. We're going to a break. And let me just state, yes, as he's riding around the world in his private jet. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Today is Multiple Crimes Against Humanity, Part 2. My guest, Deborah Tavares. And I have to say, Deborah, it really amazes me, these minions like Ted Turner and Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger and the other psychopaths who have decided amongst themselves that they have to exterminate 95% of the population. On what basis are their lives worth something? I guess it's just because they have a lot of cash. What else could it be, right?
Disdain for humanity is certainly never going to make sense to any of us because they are, as you said, psychopaths, and we can't make sense out of murderous people that wish 95% of the what they call useless feeders murdered. And they're experimenting on us in the most vile ways. They're, again, the daily dumps over the United States with these toxic aerial chemicals. This is a sign that everybody should have as a bumper sticker on your vehicles. Look up toxicsky.org. Go to our website. Get that up on your cars immediately. I cannot tell you the effect of the synergy that is created when people just look up and stop looking at their iPhones and look down at the ground. They will start noticing it is spreading like wildfire. We can have an amazing impact, and we have to, if we want to survive. And I can tell you that attend your city council meetings and your board of supervisors, because these are recorded meetings, and lots of people watch these at home. We take billboards, or I should say poster-size websites along, so as we're standing up there at the podium at home, they can see the websites that we want people to go to get other information. We don't have any political power in at the federal level, but we can affect local our local communities and towns, and by the other people that are sitting at these meetings, we're distributing information. So we need to get out, go to shopping malls. Maybe this Christmas you're going to want to pass out flyers. Whatever it is that you can do to spread this information, we must all band together. It's only going to be, if we stick together, will we survive this. I want to talk about the NASA document, Dr. Carley, about the variety of assaults. Again, they're going to use also non-explosive weapons, psychological warfare in the large. And this is through the globalist-run media and the CNN syndrome, as they refer to it, throughout this document. And this is absolutely where they create terror through propaganda campaigns and through massive fear. And we have to stay out of fear. It's going to be tough, though, because the microwave assaults upon us and the chemicals and biologicals, they have, they talk about the weaponized dust and the smart dust that they'll drop on us through aerosols in the sky. Again, microwave frequencies and radiation. They're going to have sensors on everything. They say they're going to utilize plants and animals as platforms, and that they will see movements and characteristics. They talk about utilizing animals like urban rats and insects as delivery systems, munitions, and feeding, biting, swarming, poisoning. It just is unbelievable. And we know that right now off the coastlines, in fact, this is extremely important. You can go to agriculturedefensecoalition.org, agriculturedefensecoalition.org, and you can take a look at this U.S. Navy five-year warfare testing range and how they have been given authorization by the U.S. Department of Commerce, and how NOAA, the definition for this assault upon our marine life, is they're going to take tons and tons of marine life, and it's defined as they're going to harass, hunt, capture, kill, or collect, or attempt to harass, hunt, capture, kill, as defined under the ESA. And they're going to take over 1.5 million tons of whales and dolphins and marine life. And this assault is happening right now on the coastline here in Northern California, all the way on down to Baja in the Pacific Ocean. The U.S. Navy has a five-year warfare program. It's happening along the shorelines in Hawaii. They call it training and testing for environmental impact. And it's all also on the eastern seaboard as well. This is a horrific assault upon our marine life. And what they're doing is they are killing whales and dolphins. And we know that whales and dolphins have a higher level of consciousness. And that is also why they are replacing us with cyborgs and artificial intelligence and robots. We have the ability to soar in our inventions and thinking. We have the ability to ascend to a much higher level, and they do not. That is one reason that they want.
Okay, hold on. We're going to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Oh, our answer today is Multiple Crimes Against Humanity, Part 2, with my guest, Deborah Tavares. And I just want to state that I realized a long time ago, when we started seeing all of these whales and dolphins beaching themselves, that in fact they were doing so to escape the EMF, which the Navy was obviously broadcasting under the water and totally messing up their sonar and things of that nature. But what is the reason for waging war against the marine mammals? That doesn't even make sense. I know they're psychopaths, but do you have any idea what the reason is for doing this?
They, of course, are annihilating our food supply, our shorelines. There could be any number of reasons. Some people suspect that they're clearing the pathway for the subs that will be launched worldwide. When you read in this NASA document, you will see a discussion on submarines. That anything that is going to survive is going to have to be underwater. So you'll see in the future massive use of underwater subs. So that could be that they're potentially making ready the coastlines so that the subs can get closer to land and annihilate along the coastlines. But we know that they are psychopaths. We know that what we're talking about today is nothing short of absolutely insane asylum thinking. But what I want to say, too, is people talk about, well, what are cyborgs? Because this document talks about cyborgs and other forms of artificial intelligence. And essentially, they're using the brains of living things, and they're inserting them into robots. And the initial cyborg was essentially a fish. And on page 35 of this NASA document, they talk about a choo-choo robot. It's a flesh-eating and plant-eating robot that hunts and biodigests natural foods to live off the land. Now, when you do some research on who invented the choo-choo robot, this is what you find. In the London Reuters, they talk about how man is really in danger of being swallowed up by technology. After U.S. scientists announced they had designed a robot that runs on meat, and it is dubbed the Choo-Choo Robot. And they say the ideal fuel in terms of energy gain is meat. They say the vegetarian aspect of fueling them is not nearly as nutritious. And they do change the food into electricity, and they claim that that's not unique. And then this scientist that invented this robot jokingly says at the end of this, and I quote, once these robots are released and they have the taste for meat, he says, quote, they'll notice there's an awful lot of humans running around and try to eat them. So no wonder we have underground cities and tunnels being built, as illustrated recently on the Jesse Ventura Ozark film that we do have loaded up on StopTheCrime.net under breaking news. And you'll learn that there are literally thousands and thousands of miles of underground entrances to caves and underground cities in full operation. And as you go through this NASA document and what they plan to unleash topside, we're talking about where we all live, they're going to run like moles underground to get away from all of the things that they're doing to us. On page 50, again, I can't emphasize enough the attacks of frequencies that they will use on our brains to cause seizures and gross alteration of our brain function. They say that 30 to 100% increases in blood-brain flow. We have to understand that the cell phone towers and the antennas, our cell phones, and the wireless in our homes is designed to attack our brains. And that is exactly what is happening. They talk about using airborne varieties of Ebola and that these are binary agents and they will be distributed via imported products like vitamins, clothing, and food. And they talk about this is long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe. So these are the types of things that are being done now to other countries as we speak right now. It's happening over there. And we must understand it's happening here too. We have toxic biologicals being dumped on us. Everyone needs to look up. Again, say it loud, say it clear. Don't be voiceless. Use signs. We are in severe, severe trouble. And on page 53 of the NASA document, they talk about utilizing, for example, the Venezuelan equine, and they talk about weaponized by the U.S. and the USSR in the 50s and 60s. They say it's easily transmitted via aerosol, highly infectious, and low fatality rate. It takes 1 to 5 days to incubate and 3 weeks to recover. And they say they've tested it on humans, Operation White Coat, Operation White Coat. There is no treatment available. So they will decommission our abilities in a variety of ways. They will create illnesses, which they are doing, and we know that, but they admit it in this document. I urge everyone to download this document, utilize these radio shows to help you figure out what this document means for those that are lost in this PowerPoint presentation, but understand this is an attack on the United States, and they talk about that specifically on page 93, where they say they're
Wait,
going
before
to...
you get to page 93, I want to mention something that's on page 52,
yeah,
which I found extremely chilling. They're talking about binary agents distributed via imported products, including vitamins. And that's why it's very important, people, to make sure the place that you're buying your supplements is not run by the NSA or the CIA or whatever.
Or the FDA.
Right. Yeah, there's a procedure called muscle testing that I don't have time to get into at this point. But there are ways that you can test to see if something's harmful for you. But go ahead. You're on page 90 what?
Well, I just jumped ahead because I wanted to let everyone know that on page 93, they talk about exploiting the CNN syndrome. And, of course, that, as we know, is propaganda. And they're going to do that in the large, and they talk about that throughout this document. But on page 93, they specifically say they will sink carriers via swarm attacks. They will torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States, binary biologicals, they'll attack critical infrastructure and take down our country with EMPs, electromagnetic pulses, RF frequencies against the brain. They'll implement serious psychological warfare against us, collateral damage, and exploitation. They are doing this now, and it is an interesting correlation to see that this PowerPoint was presented in July of 2001, and of course that was just a couple of months before 9/11. And they talk about taking down critical infrastructure. Throughout this document, they talk about that they will collapse our economy, they will collapse the banking, they will use railways and trucks to as explosive ways in which to create psychological warfare. It's just endless with the ways in which they are going to degrade everything. And they say they will degrade the U.S., the dominance of the United States, and that the U.S. will be just one of the crowd economically in the world. And that is what they're doing. They're eliminating the middle class in America right now. And I'm understanding from many experts that the reason they haven't dumped the financial system is the oligarchy, the elites, haven't finished stealing and imploding our each and every city. Our cities are going to the federal government right now and asking for grants and loans and money. I can tell you right now that our city has become a huge beggar. They go to Washington constantly and ask for money, so that they're strapping all of us to pay back. Again, all kinds of reasons to increase our property taxes. Our roads here in Northern California are crumbling, and there is no highway tax designated to repair a lot of the roads that go into our agriculture communities. In fact, just as an example, over 2,000 miles of roads that our county is supposed to maintain through the federal highway tax, they are now only going to maintain 150 miles. And those miles that they will maintain of roads are going to go to the vineyards to encourage outsiders or people to come and tour us. They don't want to hit the economy, but all of us are driving now on increasingly crumbling roads. They say that it costs us about $650 to $750 a year, each vehicle, to continue to drive on our crumbling roads because of broken windshields. People are breaking axles in the potholes. I am not kidding. And there are people that are pleading to our local government for more money to maintain the roads that are absolutely clueless that this is all by design through the Wildlands Project, because these people do not realize they don't need to maintain the roads, because you're not going to have access to the areas that you once accessed, because those are going to be off limit. And also, right now we have a bicycle coalition coming into town, and what they want to do, this is unbelievable, they want to have a resolution that our local city will approve that will be $1,000 should a bicyclist feel harassed by a vehicle passing them too close, and they're saying that there needs to be 3 feet to be able to pass a bicyclist. Well, many, many areas are narrowly two lanes, and with the sides of our roads now crumbling, cars have to weave around to avoid all the potholes, and we have to share the roads with bicyclists that now will have the opportunity to feel that they've been harassed if we as vehicles are passing them too closely. And I want to say that in the New World Order document on StopTheCrime.net, you will read back in the 60s, they said they would add chaos to the roadways by introducing bicyclists, that it would create a sense of insecurity against psychological warfare with drivers, particularly older drivers, that would feel less secure in driving and they would simply stop driving. This is a reduction of travel, which is all part of UN Agenda 21. They don't want us in our cars. They want us out of our cars. They want to move us onto human reservations as illustrated in that Wildlands Project and on that United States map. If you haven't seen The Hunger Games, the movie, you need to. That illustrates what a human settlement zone will look like. And that is how they are also designating the expense that they the cities are getting from the federal highway funds. Those funds can only be used in designated growth and population zones. And those zones are not in rural areas or rural communities anymore. This is how they're going to slowly steal our lands and move us off of rural country properties into the city, because we are now considered sprawl. Country properties that used to be looked at as beautiful places to live because you could have gardens are now considered sprawl. Something else I want to mention that's exceedingly important is in this Los Angeles County tax that they're imposing or want to impose for clean water, clean beaches. They talk about eliminating and reducing runoff from private properties. I can tell you here in Northern California, the well-meaning environmentalists go around when we have weaponized weather storms and we've been dumped on by increased rains. They're driving around taking photographs of our properties to see how much surface water is flowing off of our properties, so that ultimately we can be fined for not preventing the runoff. And that is the next step to increased fines and penalties against all private property owners. Also, any property owners that have multifamily properties, rentals, etc., you need to get the smart meters off of those properties. Tenants are reporting illnesses. They can't work in some instances, and they're getting sick. You need to immediately go to our website, refusesmartmeters.com, and then go to the flashing toggle that will just skip you over to smartmetersmurder.com, and understand how these frequencies are designed as an assault against your private property rights. This is going to ultimately end up being a theft of your properties. The lawsuits that are going to ensue as people continue to become sick, and attorneys will have class action lawsuits against property owners, it's going to put anyone who's a mega property owner out of business, because they're not going to be able to fend off the amount of litigation that is coming our way. It's going to make the big tobacco lawsuits look like the first day in kindergarten, as well as the fact that as private property owners, we're not even being given the opportunity to protect our tenants once we know that these frequencies and these smart meters are destroying their health. And for those of you that have multiple meters on the ends of the units that you are living in, if you are a tenant and you're listening to this, you need to print off flyers off of the website smartmetersmurder.com. You need to give them to your property management company and or to your owners. They must take these meters off. And if you're in the state of California, they can opt out by paying a penalty to get these meters off. We must do that. That is what we must do. This is on our threshold.
Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back after these messages for the last segment. Stay tuned. And I just want to say we're almost out of time. I'm going to have you on at least once a month to continue to talk about these issues to make people aware of what's going on. I encourage all of you to download at least this NASA document. On page 95, they actually say, basically, if you can see everything, you can kill everything or anything. That gives us their agenda. We have a caller on the line, BJ from Arizona, and actually it's thanks to BJ who had emailed me that I found out about your work. So welcome to the show, BJ.
Hi, Doctor, and hi, Deborah.
Hi, BJ.
I just want to tell you real quick, I heard that they've taken Agenda 21 completely off the UN website, and they're changing the name of it to Future Earth. Just wanted to drop that one on you guys.
Well, I thank you for that. They are like chameleons, and they rebrand and rename to continue to try to foist their horrific environmental warfare upon all of us. This is a full spectrum dominance. This is warfare. Thank you, BJ.
Please repeat the name of that Future Earth.
Future Earth.
Okay, and that's obfuscation because too many people are talking about this. So they'll go online to look for Agenda 21, and it's like, oh, I guess they changed their minds. They're not going to do this.
It's a conspiracy theory. Well, yes, but at the same time, they just do everything in our face, too. Like, they don't care if we find out, and yet they still do these sneaky things. But I'll let you guys go so you can finish up and keep
talking. Thank you, BJ. I also want to refer everyone over to another website that is called freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. You can obtain the Agenda 21 book and all of the information. They do a beautiful job at breaking that down. The people that actually are involved in that site have had personal experience with Agenda 21. They're located in Santa Cruz, California, and they have been unable to develop about 70 acres on the coast. They have never been able to build even one single dwelling on that property. So that's an excellent website. I just want to say the only way these tyrants can be stopped is we must inform and arouse as many people as possible. And we cannot negotiate with harmful policies. And as far as the utilities are concerned, we cannot let utility companies commit a crime along with an essential public service. Crime is crime. And we must understand the extent of the threat in order to engage in the required level of resistance. And we are at war. They will tell you that in the Silent Weapon Quiet War document. They proclaimed war on us a long time ago. We just were never told. We've got to get out there. Our survival depends on it.
Thanks so much, Deborah. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Come back.
I totally concur. And yes, as I said, I'll have to have Deborah on a regular basis because this information is critical. But do not be filled with fear, people, because acting on the truth will set you free.
And it gives you power.
You have to act on it. Okay, thank you so much, Deborah, for your very important work. We'll stay in touch. And people, tell everybody about the archive of the show. If they want to survive, they need to know this information. We'll be back next week. Thanks again, Deborah. Bye-bye.